I know fifth grade teachers and students have been working extremely hard to put this program together for you today. It's called the Elder's Wisdom Children's Song. On behalf of the Meadowvale staff, the fifth graders, and our honored guests who you will get to meet shortly, I welcome you to the community celebration at Meadowvale Elementary. We have, like I say, been putting in a lot of hours, and the students know and the teachers know, and Mr. Larry Long has been instrumental in producing this. But there's another person that has put in lots of time in the district, and I'm going to call on her to introduce Larry. Melissa Jordan, who's the coordinator of integration for the district, has done this at every elementary school except for us, and I believe one other school left to go. Melissa Jordan, thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I think we should probably have our fifth grade class come and join us. We'll have we have Mrs. Horton's class first, and they're going to circle around you, and the rest of the class is going to circle around the audience. Once again, I want to welcome you to the Elder's Wisdom Children's Song Celebration. I am so happy to be a part of this program and a witness to the amazing work that is done with the students and the staff here at Meadowvale Elementary. I hope that everyone here will leave learning something new. For all the adults here, please share your stories and your family stories with the young people in your lives. For the children here, please remember that hearing stories from your elders is a precious gift. A celebration like this cannot be accomplished without the efforts of the school staff, students, community, and Mr. Long. Mr. Long is a musician, community organizer, father, and educator. Larry is the recipient of the prestigious Bush Artist Fellowship, the Pope John the 23rd Award, and most recently, in the Spirit of Crazy Horse Award for his work in forgotten communities. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Larry Long and the Meadowvale fifth grade class.
So we would like to invite the elders, as they're called upon, who are going to be honoring. Each of the elders that are going to be escorted down the aisle came into this school just a week and a half ago and spoke with the students for 1 hour and a half, and we turned their spoken word into written text, about 10 to 12 pages for each elder who spoke. And from that, we've written this program for them and for you. So without further ado, please welcome Mr. Jerry Palmer. Anytime you report a birth or anything of worth about the people you have an interest in, you are building community by sharing the legacy of those who've gone before with those after. And now please welcome Mr. Arne Engstrom. Like the girl who could not see, but somehow she could read music with her ears on the piano for the world to enjoy. May every girl and boy find the joy to pull them through tomorrow. Now please welcome Mr. Salvador Cruz. In a family growing up, Through hard times without enough, somehow we learned to live together. Picklin' Pickles put up hay after all the bills got paid. We would sing and we would dance through the season. Now please welcome Mrs. Joyce Mickiewicz. Yesterday until now, I still love my little town. Beautiful Forks at Two Rivers. Listen to the daily news. My advice to you is to share and get yourself an education. And I'd now like to bring up the first class of songwriters and composers. Please welcome up Mrs. Horton's fifth grade class of Meadowvale Elementary School here in Elk River. And Mrs. Horton's class will be honoring Mr. Jerry Palmer.
I'd like to thank Mr. Jerry Palmer for coming into our class to share his life story. From us to you, we would like to give you a rose and a picture and appreciation.
My name is Jerry Palmer. I will give you a little history. I am the middle child of five, and I was born quite a while ago, in 1932. The country was in a depression. There were many without a job, and the future was bleak. My mother, father, and neighbors had a wonderful way of letting us know that we were loved by all and would be provided for. Times were tough. The first school I went to, the teacher organized a wiener roast with marshmallows. To get to do that, we had to rake up the schoolyard and rake it up clean. We had a pile of dead grass and leaves 10 feet tall. We lit it and it was too close to the pine trees and they were set on fire. We saved some of them. It put a crimp on the weenies and marshmallows. We couldn't do that again.
Coming home from school in 1941, looking to the west, we saw a humongous black cloud with bright blue above it. Mom said, "Go to the basement." We ran outside to the cellar entrance. Mom said, "The barn is gone." My brother was holding the door. The house was shaken. I didn't know if it was going to stand or not. Many animals were lost. Our dogs arrived. The wind went through the corn and grain like taking a roller, and it was rolled down flat.
What's December 7th, 1941? It was the start of World War II. I can still remember that day. It was a Sunday. My two older brothers did go to the South Pacific and one to Europe. The one in Europe came back on my 13th birthday. I had all my friends over, and here comes him with his uniform and hat. I was 15 feet tall.
I lived on a farm, and it was a farming community. All the farmers would come and assist one another. I guess a sense of community was great.
I didn't get electricity until 1946. I was 14 years old. No dryers, no microwaves, no electric stoves, no lights, new world in 1946. When we got a refrigerator, we could keep our milk cold.
I started my productivity when going to the country school. In seventh grade, I got the job of a janitor. I had a paper route and became a painter. When in high school, a man came up to work for the telephone company. I responded to that, and they hired me at 18. After I retired from there, I worked in the school district. I had lots of different jobs.
Words of advice. Enjoy these times. They are precious and not forever. In 7 years, you will be out of school. Take with you the memories that are pleasant. Apply yourself. Love one another. Respect them and respect your parents and teachers. You will find that life is beautiful.
So could you repeat after me? I want you all to help us sing all of these songs. And the words to the chorus, the first line goes, times were tough. Can you say that? But we had enough love to go around. With the mother and father here in Elk River Town. One, two, three, four. I will give you a little history. I was born a while ago, way back in the Depression, on a farm we called home. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Two shirts, two pairs of overalls is all that I could get. Plus a long pair of underwear, a wool that would itch. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. To a one-room schoolhouse with a pump outdoor bathroom. We had to lift one finger. Desperate, we would live too. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Turkey up, any over. For recess, we would play. Softball, Red Rover, Red Rover. Plus pom pom pull away. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. When it would snow, we had a hill that we would slide down. With a teacher on a toboggan. Face flat on the ground. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. With a big steam engine belching grease that threshing red. Shook the ground with one piston. All in the grain on hand. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town.
the depression. Fire worked all day, helping to raise a family. 80 cents is all he made. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Without a chainsaw to cut down a tree, we only had a bucksaw splitting wood so we would not freeze. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. After the chores, we would gather around the radio at night to hear the news and listen to E. Joe Lewis fight. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Enjoy the times you're living. You may think they will last long. They are precious, but not forever. May they live inside this song. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town.
Okay, help me out, all of you in the chorus. Here we go. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Again. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. I'd like to now just hear the parents and the guests sing it. And children, listen to how they sing. Here we go. Times were tough, but we... Now that goes to show that adults need the help of children too. Why don't we all do it together? Ready? Help out the guests and the visitors. Here we go. Times were tough, but we had enough love to go around. With a mother and father here in Elk River Town. Please welcome up now Mr. Evenson's fifth grade class of Meadowville Elementary School, honoring Mr. Arne Engstrom.
We would like to thank Arne Engstrom for coming into our class and sharing his life story with us. From our class to you, we would like to present you this rose and picture.
Hi, my name is Arne Engstrom. Were you born in a hospital, people would ask? No, I was born at the Turner cells. I was born October 28, 1944, in the city of Elk River and grew up in Big Lake Township. I have been married for 41 years. I have four daughters and no sons. Three of my grandchildren attend Middleville Elementary. Their names are Brady, Chelsea, and Owen.
I started school in 1950 when I was only 5 years old. I had four classmates at the one-room country schoolhouse. There were 16 to 18 children from first to eighth grade.
In 1956, the Melville School closed. After the school closed, I went to what is Hanke School. Everyone went there all the way from Zimmerman to Otsego, the whole area. I was glad I changed schools between 6th and 7th and not 9th and 10th. I was scared to make the big change between schools.
I grew up on a farm, so I grew up with animals, and as a kid, I longed to have other things I had on the farm. I learned to drive a tractor at a young age. In the summer, I would help my father with field work. When they put up the hay, they would put me on the seat of the tractor to steer it. They would get me going in a certain direction so the bales of hay could be picked up to the hay rack along the way.
I had many dogs growing up. Because our house was so close to the road, oftentimes our dog would try to bite the tires on the cars. I had so many dogs that got hit by cars that I decided to make a type of graveyard called Animal Heaven, where I buried our dogs. We had two workhorses and traded them for a riding horse. After riding on the cow's back, my dad bought a Mustang named Misty. A young hired hand taught me how to ride her. We would go down to the creek to play. She would want to lie down in the water, so I would have to get off.
I was in two sports in high school. I played football and I was in track. I was in these sports only because the quarterback club organized rides for the farm kids.
We have a lot of gophers then and still do today. My father taught me how to trap gophers. One time I caught an albino gopher. A neighbor stuffed it for me. I still have that gopher.
My grandparents on my mother's side were immigrants. They came from Sweden. On my mother's side, my grandparents were pioneers. They both traveled to Minnesota and lived in Otsego.
Be who you were meant to be. Be strong. Enjoy your life. Make friends. Don't be so afraid that you are not going to succeed in something that you don't try doing it. Do all that God intended for you to do. He wants good things for all of us. Some can achieve them, some don't because they think they can't. You need to think you can, and think you can, and think you will, and it all starts in your head. If you think it and be determined to it, you will open a way or another. If you keep focused on that goal, you can achieve it. It might be in academics, in a personal relationship, and it might be in sports. Always know that you are loved and there is a community who loves you. There are people watching you who want you to succeed. There are three great professions: healing, preaching, and teaching. With all three, you have an influence to help others. I don't think there's a greater calling than helping others. Helping others achieve, healing others, and making others into something without your help they may not be able to do.
So can you repeat after me? It's a wonderful life. Again, it's a wonderful life. One, two, three, four. like chickens, but the horses we had lived out their whole life with us on the farm with mom and dad. Just like cows and chickens, them dogs come and go, chasing after cars up and down that road. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. Went to a one-room schoolhouse, 8 grades in one room, listening to the upper grades. Gave us a good preview on what to concentrate on when we moved a grade. We're close with few choices on the friends that we made. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. Learned to drive a tractor at 7 years of age. Helping dad with field work, hauling bales of hay. In the dark without a flashlight, would dart from house to house, filled with eggs and chickens to keep the foxes out.
It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. Jumping on a cow's back, father said enough. Gave me a wild Mustang, like me, loved to jump. Wanted to be a cowboy, now had a horse to ride. With a hired hand all summer, who taught me how to make it mine. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. When they shut down that country school, had to go into town, where no one knew me from Adam. Had to stand my ground. It still bothers me. Be kind no matter if you know someone or not. We're all immigrants. Be who you're meant to be. Be strong. Enjoy life. Each of us has a choice, either wrong or right. There's no greater calling in life, I believe, than to help others to learn, heal, achieve. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. Thank you. cars come and went like chickens, but the horses we had lived out their whole life with us on the farm with Mom and Dad. Just like cows and chickens, them dogs come and go, chasing after cars up and down that road. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. I want to hear the first grade alone. Ready, first grade? Here you go. Second grade, here we go. Third grade, go. Fifth grade, go. Kids older than 16, here we go. Now all the kids, here we go. It's a wonderful life. Please welcome Mrs. Dahlheimer's fifth grade class. Honoring Salvador Cruz. And you know, we have three languages that are spoken in this song. Sign language. And we're going to have Spanish. Can you all say hola, hola? It means hello. And we have Efren here, who's going to actually be speaking in Spanish through the song. That takes a lot of courage. So, is everybody ready? This is fun, isn't it? You kids are great. Have you got your microphone?
We would like to thank Salvador Cruz for coming into our class and sharing his life story with us. From our class to you, we would like to present you with this rose and picture.
Hello. Hola. My name is Salvador Cruz. My full name is Salvador Alvarez de la Cruz. I was born in 1994. It makes me 58 years old. I'm as old as dirt.
I come from a large family of 13. My mother was 13 when she had her first baby. My mother came across the border when she was 7 or 8 months pregnant. She had me as a baby in the United States. And then once born in the United States, you get a birth certificate and you are a citizen.
She took me back to Mexico for 7 years. I lived in a little town about 16 miles southwest of Mexico City. It was a very, very, very poor community. One faucet for the whole row of houses. The living room, kitchen, and dining room were one room with dirt floors.
We would go out and sell gum or beg for money. We would eat beans, eggs, potatoes, and tortillas. That's the way I lived a good part of my teenage years.
I come from a dysfunctional family. My dad beat my mom. I didn't like that very well. I wanted to hurt him real bad. I went to school, and the teachers, principals, and counselors never asked me how come you looked all bruised up.
Whatever your parents do affects your life like it affected me. I protect children. I am a custody evaluator. When parents fight, I decide who gets what. I mediate the differences. I dedicate my life to help children not to follow the same footsteps of parents who might not be so nice.
Spanish is my native language, just to inform you that sometimes it is very difficult to know two languages. It was very, very, very difficult to learn English. I can interpret for the court. I can get $125 an hour to interpret for a probation officer. Back in Texas, I got spanked. You spanked me for speaking Spanish, and now you pay me $125 an hour to speak it?
I went to college when I was 38. I didn't think I was college material. I have 4 degrees. I have a lot of education. I have a master's in counseling. I've been an in-home family therapist for 15 years. At the present time, I teach at St. Cloud State, and I'm a cultural liaison. I start groups and try to help students work with problems. I teach a little bit about cultural diversity.
Try to live from day one to the present. I've endured racism and prejudice. It's too hard to tell people I'm just like you. I bleed like you. I cry like you. I don't know why people treat people... I'm just like you. I don't know why people pick on people against their own kind. It's difficult for me to accept. Words of advice. Just one lousy word. Respect each other. If you don't have respect, you don't have anything.
And on guitar, we have Jonathan down here. He brought his guitar.
Dropped out. We traveled north.
from the south, migrant workers in the field, family of 13, strong as steel. Hola, hola, when mother died, I promised her that I would never drink alcohol, not even one drop at all. Hola, hola, got my degree, helping children a lot like me, without a future, there's no past, looking forward, looking back. Hola, hola, what can I say? Respect others every day. The more you give, the more you get. When you receive life as a gift. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Here we go, help me out. Here we go. Hola, hola. Here we go. Hola, hola. Hola, hola. Yeah, one more round of applause for Mr. Dolheimer's fifth grade class. And we've come to our very last song of the program here. And we're and please welcome up Mrs. Brandale's fifth grade class. We're going to be honoring Mrs. Joyce Miskowick. Mrs. Joyce Miskowick, who happens to be Mrs. Brandale's mom. So, and this is our last song. And isn't it amazing? In 1 week, we've written 4 songs. These songs are brand new. So give all these young folks and teachers a round of applause.
To thank Mrs. Joyce Miskowick for coming into our class and sharing her life story. From our class to you, we would like to present you with this rose and picture.
Joyce Miskowick. I was born in 1927. I am 80 years old. School is very different now. We had no lunchroom. Our school was until 7th grade.
Our school had a lot of classrooms and a small gymnasium. No sports for women or girls. No girls' teams ever. We would play Monopoly and board games. We played cards with regular decks of cards. We also made fudge a lot.
I was raised on Queen Avenue North in Minneapolis. There were 12 houses on our side of the street. All the moms stayed at home. My mom worked after I went to junior high. I hated coming home to an empty house.
Laughing and making jokes was a big part of my family. I remember when Aunt Bibber hung my doll from the light switch because I wore her pajamas to bed and she couldn't find them.
I can remember when World War II started. We can't believe it. The women all went to work in the factories. They worked in ammunition factories. A lot of women went to Red Cross making bandages and knitting things for the soldiers like mittens and gloves.
I was too young to volunteer. I was just going into high school. Unfortunately, I quit school to go to work. You had to be 16 to get a job. I lied about my age so I could get a job at Dayton's. I was paid 35 cents an hour. I did graduate later after our kids graduated. I got my GED. You kids have to stay in school.
After the war, I got married. I was 19 and excited to be a mother. I was a stay-at-home mom until my youngest daughter turned 3.
Our first house was in Crystal. It cost $4,000 with the $2,000 addition. It was small, but it was our home. After our family grew, we moved to Brooklyn Center. In 1971, we moved to Elk River. Your parents might remember I work at Ben Franklin in town. I worked there for 17 years, and I loved it.
Moving to Elk River was a good choice. The town was small, with about 2,000 people. I have been lucky to watch the town grow and change over the past 38 years. Two daughters live here, and the four youngest grandchildren.
My advice to all of you, get a good education, read a lot, and have a sense of humor. Laughter gets you through almost anything.
One, two, three, four.
Married at age 19, waiting for a letter from her husband.
we do with our family? What would we do with our family? What would we do with our family?
So we have a very special presentation here to conclude the program.
Dear elders, you told us your story. We thank you for the memories of our lives. As a token of your appreciation, we would like to present to each of you with a quilt made by all of us.
Yeah, the quilt squares, each square a different student made, and each square is based upon one of the stories that the elder told them. And as the students rotate, each elder will receive a quilt from their respective class. And while they go on up, you can help with the chorus of this. Here we go. Oh my, oh my. Oh me, oh my, oh me, what would we do without family? Try that with me. Oh my, oh my, oh me, oh my, oh me, what would we do without family? Up comes the third quilt. Here we go. Oh my, oh my, oh me. Oh my, oh me. What would we do without family? Here comes the last quilt. Oh my, oh my, oh me. Oh my, oh me. What would we do without family? Oh my, oh my, oh me. Oh my, oh me. What would we do without family? What would we do without family? What would we do without family? Let's have a big round of applause for the elders and all the kids. Oh my, oh my, oh me. Oh my, oh me. What would we do without family? Want to give very special thanks to Mrs. Melissa Jordan and for the integration community of Elk River who brought this project to us all.
I don't know about the rest of you, but it makes me proud to see our kids do this sort of thing. Let's give them another round of applause, as well as Larry and Melissa.